Good morning. This is The World and Everything in It from listener-supported World Radio. I'm Nick Eicher.
And I'm Myrna Brown. An attempted attack on political leaders over the weekend is raising deeper questions, not just about security, but about the state of the country itself. World commentator Denny Burke says the problem goes deeper than politics.
It has been difficult to look away from what happened Saturday night in Washington. At the White House Correspondents' Dinner, a man identified as Cole Thomas Allen ran through a security checkpoint armed with a shotgun, a handgun, and knives. He allegedly shot a federal officer before being stopped just short of a ballroom where President Donald Trump, the vice president, and top cabinet officials were gathered. In an interview with CBS, the president later described the moment when it became clear something was wrong.
We heard a big bang, and it was either a gunshot or it was a tray of dishes, which happens a lot in ballrooms. And I was hoping it was a tray, but it wasn't. And by that time, we started to realize maybe it was a bad problem, different kind of a problem, bad one.
Before the attack, the suspect sent a manifesto to family members, trying to justify what he was about to do, as read aloud by CBS interviewer Nora O'Donnell.
The so-called manifesto is a stunning thing to read, Mr. President. He appears to reference a motive in it. He also wrote this: I am no longer willing to permit a pedophile, rapist, and traitor to coat my hands with his crimes.
Outrageous charges, but nothing we wouldn't normally see on progressive and social media. Some say the manifesto reads like the ravings of a madman. And yet, is he really? Or is he someone radicalized by rhetoric that has become common in our politics? President Trump is not above criticism. I have criticized him myself for moral and political failures. But he has never been charged with or convicted of rape, pedophilia, or treason. So what does it say about our moment that someone would attempt murder based on claims like these? Hatred has reached a boiling point, and it is spilling over into violence, and now the third attempt on the life of the president. What is happening in our country that political violence is becoming more common, and more disturbingly, more thinkable? Former Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, now living with a terminal cancer diagnosis, is especially clear-eyed about what ails America. He spoke on the same 60 Minutes broadcast.
People are incredibly rich at a material level, statistically, and yet we're pretty impoverished spiritually and communally in that we don't have thick community. We don't know the people who live two doors away from us, and we don't feel like we're in a common cause with people right now.
That used to be the American instinct. Politics has always been hard fought, but we once believed our neighbors had a right to be wrong and to say so out loud. Our grandfathers stormed the beaches of Normandy to preserve that freedom. Now, we treat political opponents as enemies to be denounced or destroyed, and none of that leads anywhere good. But here's the deeper problem. We cannot fix this just by telling people to calm down. Our crisis is not merely political. It is spiritual. Politics matters, but it is not ultimate, and it cannot repair what is broken in the human heart. Until we reckon with that, we will keep trying and failing to solve a spiritual problem with political tools. Real change will require something deeper: repentance, renewal, and a return to the idea that we are accountable to a moral order beyond ourselves. That sense has been fading for a long time, and moments like this remind us how much we have lost. I am praying we might recover it before more damage is done. For World, I'm Denny Burke.